Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
It's the Christmas season, a time for telling colorful holiday stories. My favorite story of all time is about my grandma. She had this encounter with a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for...
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, all right. And as incredible as that was, it almost put an end to Christmas. But I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's go back to the beginning.
Hello and welcome to Day 22 here on Tooncast Beyond, 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, TFG on mic. The Spicy Demon is not joining me. But we have Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation. Hello, sir.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Merry Ho-Ho, all that jazz.
Yes. Tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name. No shit. Okay, so this is day 22, and we're going to be talking about something we actually watched the other night that you put on when we were cooking dinner, when your wife was cooking dinner.
I couldn't help it. That was class.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Most people, as far as I know, most people do not like this one because they just don't. I think it's all right. After watching it this year, it's a little long, I think, with some of the songs. But we're going to be talking about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, the animated Christmas special done up by the WB. Time Warner has the rights and, or, well, I, yeah, I think the main company is still called Time Warner, right? Because Spectrum only bought out the cable part of that, I think. But, yeah. You know, so Time Warner, Warner Carsey, whatever the hell it is. It's based on the Dr. Elmo song of the same name. It basically tries to tell a story based on the song. And they kind of really, in the beginning, it's good. It is really, really good. And I think by the time we got to We're Gonna Sue the Pants Off of Santa, I was ready to just be like, can this end already?
Yeah, I kind of felt the same.
I mean, like I said, I've always enjoyed this ever since it came out, but rewatching it this year, I'm like, come on now. And this thing got... it first aired on October 31st of 2000. This thing is 17 years old.
Wow.
Or it will be later this year, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, a Christmas special first airing on Halloween. That's not rushing the gun too much, is it?
Nah.
So, basically, we're introduced to Jake Spankenheimer along with his family, most notably his grandma, who owns a small general store in the town of Cityville. And as the story progresses, we see that Grandma has been eating or drinking too much eggnog, and apparently she has an allergy to eggs. If you have an allergy to eggs, why are you drinking eggnog?
That... I can tell you.
And it does say that, oh, I've left my medication at the store. So you have medication for your allergy to eggs, which allows you to still drink egg... Not okay. All right, whatever. We have Cousin Mel, who wants to basically make a whole lot of money. She's a money grubber and doesn't really want to, you know, have goodwill towards men and women and all that. She just wants money, 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 along with her and her lawyer, I Am Slime. I think they were reaching a little bit there.
Oh, you think?
But the story centers around Jake Spankenheimer, who tells the gist of the story, and he basically believes in Santa and everything else. And the father brings home a, which I believe it doesn't say here, it might say on IMDb, I did not look, but it does not say on Wikipedia who voices his dad. But I believe it is Frank Welker, because it's kind of that Fred Jones kind of voice. So so there's that. His dad brings home this inflatable Onal Corporation Christmas tree. And this sparks a huge debate between fake and real trees amongst the family.
Trees, real trees.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa starts singing and dancing, and his shoe hits the tree and, of course, puts a hole in it, so there's that. But yeah, like I said, I really did enjoy this, like, the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 years it was on. I still kind of enjoy it today, but with Christmas 2016 being what it is and what it was, I don't know, this one just kind of rubbed me the wrong way this year. Normally it doesn't. Normally I absolutely love this. We got Cam Clark, we got Leonardo as Santa Claus. Oh no. No, I'm sorry. No, as Austin Bucks, that's what it is. Yeah. Austin Bucks is, go ahead.
We had Flim Flam as Grandma Spankenheimer.
Yeah. Susan Blue, Sue Blue as Grandma Spankenheimer. Which that makes a lot of sense, especially, you know, 17 years ago. You know, she still had, you know, all those old lady voices. She still has them today, too, but it's just one of those things where when I think of grandmas and things like that, Sue Blue, June Foray, you know, the classic voice actresses.
Yes.
So yeah, we got Austin Bucks, who is the owner of the Onal Corporation, voiced by Cam Clark. We've got Jim Stahl doing Santa. We got Kathleen Barr doing Mrs. Claus, and Elmo Shropshire, Dr. Elmo himself, is Grandpa and the narrator. So I thought that was really interesting and cool that they actually got the guy who sung the song to actually be in the thing. It makes a lot of sense doing that.
It kind of flowed with him singing it, and like some of the other songs that he sung were. Mm-hmm. They were okay, and I was kind of like, okay, that makes sense. It works. Obviously, he wrote some other songs specifically for this, but...
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Some of the other songs that are in this just aren't... They just don't scream Christmas to me. Like I said, a couple of the Cousin Mel songs, and Cousin Mel, I should say, is voiced by Michelle Lee. Most people will know her from Knott's Landing, Along Came Polly, The Love Bug, the 1968 version of The Love Bug. Most recently, back in 2013, she did a series called How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life, which she was only in one episode for that. She's on Family Guy as Estelle Lewis for an episode, and Will and Grace, and Married to the Kellys, and yeah.
She had a role in the Broadway musical Wicked in 2015, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So,
hey, there you go.
Yep. I don't know, folks. I really did enjoy this one. I usually do, but this year it just kind of... I don't know, maybe it was that I was just looking at it with my analytical eye and just... trying to find every single thing wrong with it. I mean, the whole message is, old-fashioned Christmas, you know, believing in Santa, real Christmas trees versus, you know, a chain of stores everywhere.
It was kind of that down-home family Christmas versus, you know, corporate Christmas, which we all...
Yes. Which we all feed its greed every single year.
So, of course.
There is that. So let us know, folks, if you have ever seen this, if you like it, if you don't like it, that kind of thing. I know this is a fairly short episode, but this thing's about an hour or so you know, and it's not really, I don't know, it didn't really hit the spot for me in 2016 this year. I'm not sure why.
It was good. It was just, I don't know, like, I guess maybe because I kept getting interrupted with little things here and there.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch the entire thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, but it wasn't bad.
Yep. So join us tomorrow when Doug will be back to talk about Pluto's Christmas Tree and Mickey's Christmas Carol, two Disney classic Christmas cartoons. Where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find us out at mygenerationpodcast.com. You can listen to all of our episodes there, and you can also find us out on Facebook at Talking About My Generation.
Awesome. You can find me at TFG and Mike on Twitter, at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. Also, go to geekcastradio.com as always. Merry Christmas, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow for some Disney stuff.
You saved Christmas.
Talk to you about your store.
Young man, after everything Jake has gone through, do you really think I'm gonna sell?
I don't want to buy it. I want to franchise it. Open Spangenheimer General Stores all over the country. And I want you to be in charge.
You did it. You're a pretty cool little bro.
We're so proud of you, Jake.
You never gave up, even when the rest of us did.
So, Jake, what do you want for Christmas?
Nothing. I already got the best Christmas gift ever.
I feel the same way.
I'm glad you're back, Grandma.
On Donner, on Blitzen, on Cupid, on the rest of you!
Well, that's the story. Just the way it happened. wait. I left out one more thing.
Not that one! It's Cousin Mel's!
Waha!
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh no! Reindeer nip! Not again!
Thank you for calling Bee Harmony, the service that matches you with the podcast that best fits your interests and needs.
I really hope you could help me because I have had no luck finding the perfect movie podcast that gives me everything that I want.
Well, that's my job. What are you looking for in a podcast?
Well, it needs to be a movie podcast that covers old and new stuff, one that reviews movies, but also talks about movie news, discusses new trailers, and is willing just to have fun with some crazy movie games. Maybe even, you know, like the occasional top 10 countdown. Oh, and it's got to be a podcast that is willing at times to delve deep into the careers of notable directors and will speak to all movie fans, from the general audience to the hardcore cinephile.
Wow, well, that's quite a resume you're looking for. What do you think regarding schedule? Monthly, weekly, daily?
Weekly, of course.
All right, well, let me crunch these numbers in our patented podcast matrix to see what I can find for you. Wow, I don't believe it.
What is it?
We actually found the perfect match. This almost never happens.
Really? Well, dreams do come true. What is it?
It is the Cinema Geeks podcast, of course.
Well, that sounds perfect, but where can I hook up with such an awesome podcast?
Well, you can find it weekly on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastReader.com.
Awesome. Podcast marathon, here I come.
Another satisfied customer brought to you by P Harmony and the folks over at the Cinema Geeks podcast.
Bah, humbug.